The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking when. When is this? When do you see this doing something?
What is your question? I don't really know if I understand.
Well, I mean, it's always hard to ask the when, because obviously, when is it?
You know, today is September 24th. My watch says it's 5:25. His lecture is supposed to start at 5:20. At 7. So it's going to start in about 1.5 hours.
All right. So I mean, it's hard to manipulate that one into a generic question. So what we try. When do you see this growing bigger, smaller?
There's probably a few more people show up. I mean, both sides, you know, especially on the healthcare issue, which is separate from this, both sides are pretty well galvanized. You see the right wing of that group here, and they're going to be here. They have a right to be here. It's a free country, like I said. I don't think that many of them understand exactly who Bill Ayers is and what he did they got their people to show up. I respect them for that.
Right,
and I don't think that Bill Ayers is going to have a lot of people that defend him here, just because. And I that's one of the things, you know. I wish that Barack Obama had taken some time to say, you know, first of all, me and Bill Ayers were never really close together in the first place. And second of all, he's not a terrorist. He was never convicted of any crimes. You know, he's an education professor. He's not a terrorist. And I wish people had said that before.
Change will only happen. It'll never happen. It's always got to be constructive or destructive, and if you don't have a little bit of both, then there's never going to be balance. I mean, nobody's ever going to get along. You're never going to have all Christians or all Baptists or all Muslims. We're always going to fight. There's always going to be extremism. Fortunately for us, that always gives us a right to come out and say what we want against it or for it.
I bet around, like, well, it's 5:45,
they're allowed to start protesting, so.
They're allowed to start really yelling things at 5:45, so that sounds like something we want to be at. But,
That's good to know. I did not know the 5:45. I just heard 5 o'clock.
5:45, they're allowed to start. Well,
it seems like they probably
stuff.
Started assembling at 5. Yeah. But later tonight, it's probably going to get more intense.
Probably more people.
Unless it rains.
It's
and
rainy.
then it might die down a bit if it rains. Rain has a... kind of does price. That.
When is the meeting?
Well, yeah, what's
7 o'clock.
Right.
Today is Thursday. What? What's the date?
I think the 24th. Yeah, tomorrow's 25th. 24th.
Thursday the 24th.
Crowd getting bigger and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's going to get bigger, honestly. I think whoever's out here is going to be out here. I mean, like I said, it's mostly like older people. Most people who hold... hold full-time jobs. I mean, I don't see a lot of students. You see people walking by. So I think it's going to die. I don't think it's going to get bigger. And plus, it's raining out. I mean, it's going to get raining. It's really ugly weather. It's kind of chilly. So I think this won't get any bigger than that. And there's mostly looks like he's led by one man who, like I said, is in his mid-50s or older generation. I mean, middle generation. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to get any bigger. Or
okay, today's the 24th of September.
All right.
It's 7:10.
7:10. And when do you see it changing, inside or outside?
Oh, this is a head button. It'll go on for, it's been going on with him for 40 years.
Now, what about out here? How long has this been going on?
They've been out here for, I think, since 5 o'clock.
Not tonight. There's too many people out here against this. I'm actually surprised at the crowd that came. Actually, I'm surprised that this many people knew that he was coming to speak tonight. I didn't know this event was like publicized as much as it was, considering they've only invited 100 people to go actually see him speak in the first place. I know he came with another speaker, but obviously he's the headliner of the evening. So I just wanted to know what he came to speak about in the first place. I was interested to hear. Just because he's speaking tonight doesn't mean. I've seen some people with signs talking about Purdue alumni pulling out their students and stuff like that. The Dalai Lama came, everything. Like, can you complain? Like, we do everybody here, so.
2009, it's around, what, it's going on 7? 7:30? Going on, yeah, 7:30. I guess it started at 5. I got here late because I have a sick kid, so My wife's with my sick kid right now, and I came up here. She wished she could be here because she graduated from this department. So
he's going to speak at 7 tonight. We start gathering here at 5, well, really 4:30. It's protest is from 5 to 7 tonight, and he's supposed to be speaking in the Lawson Computer Science Building at 7 p.m.
This is about 5:30 on a Thursday.
Right, and then when do you, is this going to change at all? Is it going to stay the same, or?
That remains to be seen. Hopefully more people come in, but hopefully.